and joining us in solidarity so we can stand together for one purpose. You know, it's amazing. I get a lot of emails, a lot of posts from different people and how they want to challenge the Word of God. And I want you to understand, as we're serving God, understand the Word of God is not one that you need to debate. And amazingly, when you're dealing with social networks and dealing with different people, a lot of times people want to come in and try to discredit, but they don't want to say what they do stand for. And remember something. Be weary of individuals that want to tear something down, but yet they can't tell you what they're lifting up. You know, I see this so much. I see it in politics. They want to tear down what one person is saying. But when you ask them, what are you standing for and what is your contribution, they can't answer. And we have this in the body of Christ. We want to tear down men and women of God. We want to tear apart the Word of God. And we want to change doctrination. And we want to say what we feel or what we don't agree with. But yet they don't ever say what they do stand for and what God do they serve. So we got to begin to realize some things are not debatable in the Spirit of God, but the only thing we can do is love the hell out of them. And I say that because whatever is it, that demon, that hell that is in them, we just love them, embrace them, give them a hug. When you get challenged by someone, just wrap your arms around them and say, you know what? I love you, brother. I love you, sister. No matter what, I still love you because that's the God I serve. Because we serve a God of love. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So, this morning, I just want to say good morning. And in your prayer, I know I said we do a topic, but I just want to keep lifting a young lady who's a very dear friend of mine. Her name is Autumn Burnett. She's 14 years old and going into surgery this morning. And we want to just keep her lifted in prayer over that. She tore a meniscus I can't even remember what it was. I know it was her meniscus and another one of her tendons. Her ACL, that's it, thank you, Jesus. Her tour ACL, and she's a very athletic young lady. So let us also keep her listening in prayer this morning. This morning, we're going to do something a little bit different. Pastor Quinn and I spoke yesterday, and he told me that God had laid something on his heart during the hour of oblation early in the morning. And I told him that if God laid that on your heart, then that is what we're led to pray over this morning. So this morning we're going to be praying for praise to increase our praise and begin. So we got to understand what praise does for us. So by doing that, I was led to let Pastor Quinn start off this morning with scripture and prayer.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, people of God. So glad to be on the line once again with my friend, Pastor Ward. And thank you, Pastor Ward, for letting the Lord use you in your decision making to allow me to just share with the people of God what thus saith the Lord and what he has laid on my heart for this morning's topic. Yes, indeed, we will be talking and praying about praise and worship, and to increase our praise and worship. The Lord spoke to me, matter of fact, yesterday morning, right before the prayer, prayer and praise kept, you know, regurgitating, kept coming out, you know, prayer and praise and prayer. And what I realized that in order to access what God has for us, we must learn to praise him and worship him because that is a requirement. It is a requirement for us to praise our God and to worship our God. We understand, and this is one of the scriptures that I wanted to bring to light today, is where it talks about St. John, the fourth chapter, where Jesus meets the Samaritan woman. He says in the fourth chapter, in the 23rd verse, he says, "But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth." In spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Listen, let me just go into this just for a moment, and then we're going to pray. Worship, broadly defined, is the human response of praise, adoration, thanksgiving and supplication to the mystery of God's being and self-communication. The activity of worship characteristically takes place within a gathered community of faith involving time, space, symbols, ritual actions, speaking, music, and silence. Even though this takes place, this activity takes place within a civilized union, it takes place within a congregational setting, it is not subject to that setting, which means that you can worship God in your personal space. You can worship God in your individual life, in your home, in your secret closet. I know the old saints, the saints of old had a saying that before they went to church, they had the fire burning up inside of them because they already met with God. They had already worshiped with God before they came together with other saints and came together with the congregation. Listen, I just come to tell you this morning that no matter what you do in your life, you got to learn how to worship. You got to learn how to praise God. David, in the psalm, says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. You have to understand, in order to receive from God, in order to be blessed by God, you must have a praise and a worship lifestyle. Jesus loves those that worship him. Jesus loves those that adore him and that praise him. You know, God doesn't need us. God doesn't need us. And please understand this right. Please understand this right. But the earth yields praises to him. And just as the earth yields praises to God, every morning God allows us to wake up. Every morning the Lord allows us to see another day. Some people didn't make it, and we're praying for this young lady that my dear friend Pastor Ward has called out. There's also another young lady who's suffering right now in Emory Hospital, Watika Chambers, who is in need of a liver. And she's in pain. She's only 22 years old, just graduated for Kennesaw State University. And as we think about where we've come from and how the Lord has sustained our lives, how the Lord has blessed us, and how he's allowed us to wake up this morning, that's something to praise him for. That's something to thank him for. And so the Lord laid on my heart, and he said, you know, just pray and just worship me in your prayer. Just bless me in your prayer. I want to hear the people of God worship me. I want to hear the people of God give me praise, you know, because what that says and what it does is that it moves God into action.
Yes, yes.
Your praise moves God into action. Understand this. Authentic worship both forms and expresses human beings in relation to the divine. True worship seeks that which is truly holy. Let me tell you something. If you're seeking God and you're seeking a holistic and a holy lifestyle, you have to understand to seek the Holy One. You have to understand to seek God, because in our walk with God, we're seeking to become more like him. We're seeking to become more Christ-like. We're seeking to become more like him. So in that vein, we must learn to worship him in his nature. Jesus was talking to the Samaritan woman. And in this particular context of the scripture, a Samaritan woman and a Jew weren't supposed to be talking. They were to have no connection. But Jesus said to her, he says, listen, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. One commentator said that he revealed himself to someone that he wasn't supposed to have contact with more than he revealed himself to the people that were with him all the time, the disciples. So what is that to say? When God is real in your life and your worship to him is real in your life, people who don't know God will see the God in you, mm-hmm. and will begin to ask questions about Why are you so different? What is it about you that makes you who you are? Worship changes the characteristics of a human being. Hallelujah. Worship changes the characteristics of the man and of the woman of God to be more like him. So when you're walking in the mall, when you're walking into your job and you have a worship encounter with the Lord, hallelujah, when you have a worship and experience with the Lord, some folks ain't going to realize it, but they'll notice that something is different about you. Understand this, that worship brings about the anointing. Worship brings about the anointing. Worship and praise brings about the anointing. You cannot have the anointing if you don't know how to communicate and how to praise and worship God. It just doesn't happen like that. God desires our praises and both encourages and commands us to praise him. The word hallelujah is a command meaning praise the Lord. Further, God delights to bless his people, but sometimes withholds his blessings because we are not serving him properly. I know you've heard this old saying. It says, when praises go up, blessings come down. And I am a believer today, people of God, that when you praise God, what you do, you interact with heaven so God can release the blessings that he has on your life and has for you. I believe that God has blessings circulating over our heads, and he wants to give it to us. He wants to grant us these blessings, but he's waiting on us to act. He's waiting on us to worship him. He's waiting on us to open our mouths and give him the praise that he deserves. Hallelujah. I thank God today because I'm excited and I bless him for the things that he's going to do for me. And not only that, I am willing to offer up a praise. The Bible says you have to offer up a sacrifice of praise. We bring the sacrifice of praise. And what is the sacrifice of praise? The sacrifice of praise is praising him in the good time as well as in the bad time as well as in the good time. Understanding that when you bless God, he's going to bless you. Things may be tight. Your money may be funny. You may not have any green in your suit or loot in your jeans. You may not have any of that. But you have to understand that when you praise God, you're moving him into action and saying, listen, Lord, I'm thanking you in advance for the things that I don't have. I'm thanking you in advance for the promotion. I'm thanking you in advance for the increase in my finances. I'm thanking you in advance for the bill of health that I know that you're going to give to me. No matter what the doctor said, Lord, I'm believing, I'm trusting in you, and I'm going to give you the praise anyhow.
Yes.
What the Lord is asking and what the Lord is seeking some people who will praise him anyhow, no matter what's going on in your life. God is seeking some people who will praise him anyhow, in spite of what you're going through. Praise God anyhow, in spite of how your kids are acting. Praise him anyhow, in spite of the things that are going wrong in your life. Praise him anyhow. I thank God today because we are a people who are willing to worship and praise God. Acknowledging God as holy involves the self-participation of unholiness and creaturelessness. You have to understand that you were created to praise God.
Yes.
You were created to praise God. We were created to praise God. We are creatures, and he is the creator, meaning that we are creatures who have to yield to praise God. We have to yield our voices to praise God. We were created to praise him. So in that being said, we're going to look towards heaven in celebration of our Lord. Father God, first of all, we want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Your name up, Lord, and we thank you today for letting us see another day, another sunrise. Lord, we understand that many people didn't make it. We thank you, Lord, in advance, Lord, that we are here today. We thank you, God, that we are here to witness a brand new mercy, a brand new day. Because, Lord, we understand, God, that if it had not been for you, Lord, we wouldn't be here. The devil desired to have us, Lord. The devil desired to sift us like wheat. The devil tried to attack us. But, God, you put that on hold. You told the devil that he couldn't attack us. You told the devil that he could only go so far because, God, you kept your angels encamped about us. And so, God, we thank you today for for just keeping us here. Lord, we thank you today for just keeping us in our right mind. God, we lift you up today. We honor you and we adore you. We realize, God, that there is none like you. Lord, the heavens declare your glory. The earth declare your glory. Your creation declares your glory. And so, Lord, we say hallelujah to you. We bless your name, God, because we realize there is none like you. Jesus, we love you. We thank you for dying on the cross for us, even when we didn't deserve it. We were sinful beings, Lord, and even sometimes we slip back into our sinful nature. But, Lord, you haven't stopped loving us. You kept on loving us. And so, God, we say thank you for that. We bless your name today, God, because you're so wonderful. You're so adorable. Lord, we thank you today, God, because you are God. You are God, and there's none like you. Lord, we also just want to lift you up and tell you how much we love you. Lord, we love you with our whole heart. And Lord, we love you and we just adore you and we honor you because, God, you first loved us. You sent your son, your only son, to this earth and to this world to save sinners like us. And so, Lord, we love you. Lord, we thank you for the relationship that we have with you. Lord, we realize that before you, we were lost. Yes. We were sinking in sin. But, God, you saved us. And so, Lord, we thank you for that. It was by your word, but yes, and still also it was by your grace and mercy that sustained us. And so, God, we thank you for your grace and mercy. Lord, we thank you for your revelatory spirit. Lord, that is still speaking to us and working for us on our behalf. Lord, we thank you for every bad thing. God, we thank you for every good thing. We thank you for every enemy, Lord, that you have caused to become a footstool. Lord, we thank you for every distraction that you have caused to come against us, because what it made us do was realize that you're stronger than the distraction. Lord, then we thank you for the anointing. Lord, we thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit over our lives. We thank you, God, that your presence is felt even now in our lives. Even when we can't see, Lord, or can't trace you, Lord, we're still learning every day to trust you, to depend on you, to believe in you. And we thank you for that, God. Lord, we thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit that works within us, Lord. We thank you for your power and your spirit that's working on our behalf and working in us, God. We lift you up today, and we honor you. We're going to give you all the praise, all the glory, all the adoration, because it belongs to you. You are the God. You are the one and only true living God, and we acknowledge that today. Lord, we just want to wallow in your presence. We just want to be more like you. We just want to be more like you. Lord, you created us for one reason and one reason only, and that is to give you praise and give you honor and give you adoration. And so today, God, we just want to wallow in your spirit. We just want to thank you. We want to honor you because you are God, and there is none like you. Yes, we ask right now, God, that you bless your people. Give us the desires of our heart. Give us the willingness to serve you. Give us, God, the spirit that you would, in light a fire, ignite a fire within us, Lord. Please, Lord, do us like David asked, create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit in us, Lord, that we may serve you better. We want to serve you better, Lord. We want to talk to you more. Lord, we want our prayer lives to be real. We want our relationship with you to be real. Make us, Lord. Break us if you have to. And then remake us again, God. We just want to be more like you. And so, God, we thank you today. We honor you today. And we lift you up, understanding that you are our God and that there is none like you. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Quinn. Those are excellent words. I knew God had spoken to you when you said that to me. And I want to go ahead and give you some scriptures. Like I told you all, it is important to praise. It is important to praise. It's amazing. I put a song up by Canton Jones, and it says, praise is always necessary.
Hallelujah.
It says, it's not secondary. It comes first. So we got to understand that in everything we do, we must praise God. We must give him the glory. We got to begin to praise God. I think Pastor Will said it. Praise him in advance. I was talking to someone yesterday, and I was telling them about this, what God had put on this spirit, and we're going to be talking about praise and praying over that. And that is that you got to begin to praise God. And I'm going to keep it real with you, saints. Just the same way you would write a check knowing that the money will be there when you get paid, but you count the day. So you write that check. You post-date that check. You need to post-date your praise. You need to shout on what God is going to do and tomorrow. You need to praise him and thank him for what he's going to do next week. Praise him and thank you for your child graduating from college right now, even though your child may be in first grade. We need to praise him in advance. You got to begin to praise him the same way you write that check in advance, knowing the money ain't there yet, but it's coming. You better praise it, knowing the miracle hasn't happened yet, but it's coming. I promise you that you can't beat God in that. He said it earlier. We were created to praise him. But let me just give you some scriptures. 1 Chronicles 23 and 30, and it says, and to stand every morning to thank and praise the Lord, likewise at the evening. Every morning we need to praise him. But before we do anything, before we stand, praise him. I know that we're taught that we pray before we go to bed, but you better praise him when you wake up. I mean, because you better understand he's giving you new light, new day, another chance to get it right again. Praise him. But don't just praise him for what he's done. Praise him for what he's going to do. Joel 22 and 21, fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Be glad and rejoice means to praise him. Praise him because he will do great things. Luke 18 and 43, and immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God, and all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. So this is what I want to ask you. What are you doing that people will see you where they know God did it for you and they will praise God? We need to get our life together so when people see God moving our life, they will say, it was God. People come to me all the time saying, Pastor, I need this. Pray for me and hear it. And I keep telling them, what you're asking for is within your own limitation. You cannot ask God to do something within, oh, thank you, Father. You can't ask God to do something within your limitation. God is a no-limit God. If he gives you something within your own limitation, then how will he get the glory? And if he can't get the glory, how can other people see it to know it was God to begin to praise him for what he did for you? God wants the praise. I'm trying to tell you. He said it. He told us he wants the praise. The word of God says that he is a jealous God. There will be no God before him. So you got to make sure that when God moves, everybody around you knows it's God moving. You better stop asking for something that you know is attainable by your own merit. You talked about faith earlier this week. You better begin to seek God and walk in that which you know only God can do. And I said it before, stop trying to hide what is going on in your life. Stop trying to hide what you feel will be embarrassing to you, because that's a setup. Let God set you up. Let people look at you. Let them count you out. Let them talk about you, because when God brings you through, baby, they're going to know it was God, and he's going to get the glory. And because you did that, you're going to shout on it in the beginning. You're going to shout on it in through. You're going to shout on it in. You're going to praise it from beginning to end before you go in the storm, while you're in the storm, and when you come out of the storm. And they're going to look at you and say, what kind of strange person is this? Who is this that praises in the midst of? And you're only doing what God has asked you to do. And then he will unleash and give it to you more. Yes. I'm not going to say, a lot of these scriptures I'm going to put up, I'm not even going to go through, because I want to respect your time. But it also goes on Luke at 9 and 37. It says, and when he was come down, even now, at the descent of Mount Olives, the whole multitude of disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen. It said, praise him with a loud voice, which means stop trying to praise him by yourself. Stop trying to be so quiet if you don't want people at your work to see it. I know sometimes you may say, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, praise you. Every time, you better praise him. You better let him know. I mean, even in the midst of somebody thanking you, I was talking to someone and they said, you always say, to God be the glory. Yes, and I thank you for thanking me. You're welcome. But understand, it is not me. It's the God that's in me. So while you're giving me praise, you better give him glory. While you're thanking me, you better thank him. Because it ain't me. It ain't John. It ain't the man. It's nothing but God that's working through me. Man, also I want to go to Psalms as it brings in the Psalm of Praise, and it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know you that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and truth endures for all generations. All generations. I want you all to understand that when David wrote this, he was saying, understand, make a joyful noise. Stop complaining. Stop whining. It's okay to cry, but I said stop whining. Stop throwing temper tantrums, but begin to praise him. Every morning, I know you want to listen to your traffic. I know you want to hear what's going on the news. But before you do that, you better get your praise on. Get your shout on. Let it know. And that doesn't mean you got to run through the house and kicking and screaming. If that's not you, you praise him the way you want to praise him, the way God put in you to praise him. Some of you praise them by crying. Some of you praise them by wailing. Some of you praise them by dancing. Some of you praise them by shouting. But you need to praise him. Praise him in spirit and truth. Let us go to the throne. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning, first of all, saying thank you, Father. Father, thank you this morning for giving us another word. Thank you this morning for giving us another chance. Thank you this morning because we just want to thank you. We want to praise you for who you are because you are God. You are Jehovah. You are El Elyon. You are the Most High. You are who you say you are. You said you are who you are, and that is enough said. And we will stand and shout on that, Father. Father, increase in us a stronger presence of praise. Let us begin to praise you like no other. Let us begin to praise you in a new light. Let us see so much of you that we can't help but to praise you. Let us praise you because there is traffic. Let us praise you because there is a traffic. Let us praise you for the upliftment and the bonuses. And let us praise you when they overlook us. Let us praise you when we get that pink slip. And let us praise you when we get hired. Let us praise you when our kids act crazy. And let us praise you when they act like they're supposed to. Let us praise you when the victory, and let us praise you when the losses. Let us praise you in health, and let us praise you when we're sick. Let us praise you in the poor days, and let us praise you in wealth. Let us praise you in and every time, at our going ins and our coming out, and in our in-between, Father. Let us praise you. Put that spirit of praise in our heart, Father. Right now, you know what people have sent praises for, prayers for, Father, and we know what you're going to do, and you're going to heal them. We speak life over them right now, Father. We speak life over young lady whose family member, they're going down to Columbus right now, Father, to Newman right now, Father, for a memorial service. And let them praise you in death, Father, as they praise you in life, Father. Father, we speak life over all our youth right now, Father. We speak life over the political realm right now, Father. But let us praise you, like I said, in victory. And let us praise you in loss, Father. Let us praise you continuously, Father. Let your praises continually be in our mouth, Father. Let us stop walking in negativity. Let us stop looking at the glasses half empty and let us look at it as where it needs to be. We always say if it's half empty or half full. I look at it as where God wants it to be for God's manifestation to take place so he can get the praise. I don't care what you may say. Man may say I have an empty glass. God says I got that much to give you. Oh, you better shout on that right now. Hear what I said. Man may say you got an empty glass. God is just saying that's how much I got to give you. You better understand, your bank account may look empty, but God is saying, that's because I got to fill it with a new thing. They may have closed your bank account, but God said, because I can't put old wine in a new skin, that bank done for you. I got a lesson for you that I need to move you to another bank that can handle where I'm about to take you. See, you got to understand something. You think it's God counting you out, but it's God just counting you in. See, you in the wrong line. God is moving you where you need to be, but you better praise him right now so you know, so he'll know that you're thankful for it. Shouting and praising. I tell you this morning, let's praise God this morning as we come to him in prayer. God, thank you, for you are the Holy of Holies. You are the Most High. We ask all of these things in your darling son Jesus' name. Amen, amen,
amen.
And amen.
Amen.
I thank you all this morning. I thank you and I bless you this morning. And I want you to go out and praise. Get your favorite songs on and praise. I don't care what radio station you listen to. Even the secular radio station is going to give you some praise music. So you can go ahead and put your praise songs on and you can turn back to the other station you want to go to. I just want you to praise them this morning. Get your children in the form of praise. I promise you, if they praise them before school, they're going to have a great day that day. So I thank you all once again. Keep sending in your prayer requests. Sitting in your praise reports. Tomorrow we're going to be praying over politics and government. That tomorrow we're going to be praying over government, because government is the main thing that is going to, that we have to get straight and put one nation under God. So keep that lifted. Send your prayer requests in. If you got senators, mayors, councilmen, you want to keep lifted in prayer, send them in to us. We're going to keep them lifted. I promise you, God is making a move this year. 2012, this is the year of the believer. You better stand on it. You better shout on it. You better praise on it. Amen. Love you.
Amen.
Be blessed.
God bless you.